Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hello, welcome to your first session. Today, would you like to start by introducing yourself, sharing a little bit about what brings you here today?
Hello, my name is Albus Dumbledore. I'm here today because I'm quite worried about a student and the way that I must, utilize his abilities in order to be able to defeat the dark presence that is in our midst and which is growing.
Oh, okay, that sounds very mysterious. So, what's happening exactly?
A Dark Lord from many years ago. But he thought was defeated, but is, I believe, simply resting, biding his time, putting his forces together. There are many things going on, many mysteries. The thing that I'm here for today is to see whether or not the solutions that I am coming up with are, in fact, ethical.
You're a bit worried if the solutions to your problems are ethical.
Indeed. As a young boy, you see, who has special talents. He seems protected from the Dark Lord in ways that are surprising. More than that, I believe this boy has a connection with the Dark Lord. A connection which I have not seen anyone else have.
Okay, so he's connected to some Dark Lord, and you believe this Dark Lord is on the rise right now, and it sounds like it's got you a bit concerned.
Yes, a bit concerned. Yes, putting it mildly. I've been searching through my memories, seeing what is and isn't appropriate to do in such a circumstance. I believe what I am to do, there is no other way. It just means sacrificing this young man. It does go against what I believe in.
Okay, well, I guess I'm not fully understanding, you know, what's going on, and that's okay. But what I guess I'm hearing from you is that, you know, you've got a real... Yeah, real conundrum. You know, your values are really challenged here because it seems like the solution that you're coming up with for a problem actually goes against your values. And that can be a really hard place to be when you have competing values. So just wondering, you know, what values do you think are competing here when you're talking about, yeah, sacrificing this person for the greater good or whatever's going on. So what do you think are the values that are competing?
I believe that every individual has a value. Every individual student. I try my utmost to guide their way and protect them when they're in between the walls at Hogwarts. The fact that I would be taking steps towards putting a student in danger does challenge me, but I do know that at the same time, it's very difficult. The greater good requires sacrifice, but it isn't right for me to choose who is sacrificed in this war. I do believe that I will, in the end, need to sacrifice myself. That is a sacrifice that I am willing to take, but sacrificing the life of this young man, even if there is a chance of bringing him back, I do not know if I can do it.
Really tough really, really tough stuff, isn't it? So, on the one hand, there's a value where, there's a value where you really, really value each individual student at your school, and you value their safety, you value really guiding them and helping them. On the other hand, it seems like it's a bit of a war sort of situation, and sacrifices need to be made in order to win that war and for people overall to survive. So what a tough situation to be in. You know, how's it got you feeling having to face these conflicting values?
Oh, it's got me feeling terrible. I'm not sleeping at night. I'm losing my temper over small things. I often have to use time turners to go back and relive moments where I've been too distracted to pay attention.
Okay, so it's been really, really tough. I can hear it's really getting to you, really distracting you. It's a tough situation, isn't it? And I am sensing, though, that you know what you need to do. I'm sensing, though, that you know which value of yours takes priority over the other value, even though that does mean sacrificing one value for another. But it does seem like you know what you need to do.
Quite right. I think I do know what I need to do.
Is there anything that's going to help you to, cope while you try to follow these values, try to sort out what's going on, and follow through with what you need to do?
Well, I am quite partial to a chocolate frog. Maybe some butterbeer. I'll talk to the pictures on the walls in my office. Seek guidance from them. Maybe have a chat to a hat.
Okay, well, I'll leave you with it then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.